This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 15th. Today's Bible verses, we have four verses today. Micah 7:19, it says there, "You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea," end of quote. Psalm 103 verse 12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us," end of quote. Hebrews 8:12 says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more," end of quote. Finally, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, it says there, "Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool," end of quote. God says he would send our sins and iniquities very far from us so that they can no longer there to condemn us. He says he will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Again, God says, "I will remember their sins no more." Even after we know all these promises from God, there are two groups of people still in existence today. Beloved, the first group is those who are sleepless in accusing and blaming other Christians. They even lose their nights of sleep and their hearts are filled with jealousy and hatred because God forgave you and you are back again for God's glory. I'm here to announce to you today this vital truth of the Bible that has the power to free you from your past. Listen, if you have experienced failures in the past, you see, all of us have failed God or failed someone else. If you have experienced failures in the past, our God is the God who delivers you from your failures and turn your life for His glory when we come to Him in repentance. God is an expert in turning your failures into success. Nobody can stop you from God's love and plan for your life. Corrie ten Boom, who was a Dutch watchmaker and Christian, who along with her father and family members helped many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust during World War II by hiding them in her closet. You can read it from Corrie ten Boom Wikipedia. And she said like this, "God has taken our sin. He has thrown it into the sea of forgetfulness. And he has posted a sign that says, 'No fishing allowed,'" end of quote. You see, this is the power of repentance and turning to God. God would turn your failure into marvelous opportunities. God has done this in many Bible characters' life. David, Moses, Samson, Peter, and Saul are just a few of the examples. However, there are people around you and me who want to fish right there on that spot, neglecting the warning signs of God. They are accountable to God for the evil deeds they are doing to God's redeemed and called people. The second group is the ones who acknowledge their sin, already agreed and confessed to the Lord from their heart. Still, they carry the thought that they sinned against God and are not worthy to go forward in God's plan. Where do we get such an idea? Not from the Bible. The source must be the enemy of our soul, the devil. For some reason, even though God completely forgave and forgot their sins, they are not willing to forgive themselves. Please understand, upon confession of your sins, God forgave your sins. Bible says your sins are cast into the depths of the sea. The deepest part of the ocean is very deep, beyond human imaginations. Experts say several hundreds of kilometers deep. Additionally, suppose you lost something in an ocean. Do you think you can get it back? Wish you the best. You are not going to get it back or even see a trace of it. God says he cast his children's sin into the depths of the sea. Children of God will also sin because we live in this sin-bound earth and move around with the sinful people. However, we have a high priest in heaven who intercedes for us. If sin happened, we need to confess to the Lord immediately. Then God promises that he has cast those sins into the depths of the sea. The language used here is to let us know it will never come back to haunt us, period. Beloved, you need to acknowledge the truth, agree and confess your failures and move forward. This is what Jacob, Moses, David, Peter and Saul did. God would turn your past failures into marvelous success stories. The devil does not like it. Your own family won't like it. And your friends won't like it. But you have to, because God wants you to. Bible says in Hebrews 8:12, he will remember their sins no more. We can go to God and try to remind him of our past sins and other believers' sins. God says, are you out of mind? Are you jealous? What's your problem? What sin are you talking about? I don't remember anything that you are talking about. Beloved, the Bible says it is the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all your sins. Nothing else can do this fantastic and marvelous job. No religion would do it. No gurus, holy rivers, holy places, or anything else can wash away your sins and grant you salvation and everlasting life. The only way to the holy God, the only way for forgiveness and eternal life is the way of the blood of Jesus Christ that is poured out on the cross. No other lifeline brought down from heaven that we must be saved. The name of Jesus Christ would do it. The blood of Jesus Christ will do it. Do not be deceived. Nothing else, period. Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. End of quote. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for today's insight that God cast all my sins in the depths of the sea, that you will remember my sins no more. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for my sins. I confess my sins to you, my Lord. I accept Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please save me. Lord, help me not to accuse others, because you cleanse people by your shed blood. How foolish I am if I blame others who are in your vineyard, striving hard for your glory. It is only your love and forgiveness that motivates them. May I also be driven by your love and forgiveness. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.